Hello.
Hi, is this Evans?
Yes.
Hi, Evans. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Notebook Writing. I will be assigned project manager. How are you doing today?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. First of all, welcome on board. I will be guiding you throughout the process. So I would like to ask you a couple of questions if you have time right now. Can we discuss a little bit about the project?
Sure.
Okay. So first of all, Evans, I would like to know more about the book and what exactly you envisioned when you decided to write the book.
Well, the book is a nonfiction. A book about betrayal, disappointment, hope, and triumph. I mean, triumph, learning or triumph. So it's a book that tells a story about these two married couples. They were married and they were married for about close to 30 years. Yeah, there was no, there was marred by barrenness, you know. So they loved each other. They were was a very wealthy family. The guy came from a very poor background. The lady's parents were very rich. Actually, the lady before they got married, she went both went to college. You know, she was from a wealthy home. Then the lady, I mean, his wife helped him to, you know, helped him to become somebody. They started their own business. They were doing very well. They have this software company in New York that was very well to do. They became very rich, you know, but unfortunately, they have no children, you know. So after a process of time, they have tried whatever they need to do to be able to produce a child. It didn't work. So I think the fault was from the lady. So the guy became frustrated and he really didn't want to have a child. And he stepped out of the marriage and was dating someone else, you know, who later became pregnant, you know, on her way to his wife. His wife later came to understand that he had a girlfriend who was pregnant somewhere, you know. This lady actually devastated her. She became, you know, she was depressed. Her heart was broken. So she started to use drugs, you know, to relieve her discomfort. But it didn't work. But at the end of the day, they divorced, you know. So she went through every form of treatment. She didn't want to comply with the treatment regimen, you know. She was just depressed. But however, she had to relocate away from New York to Los Angeles because she was from LA, you know. So she came back home. Then she was still using drugs while she was here. So she later checked herself into a drug rehabilitation center. Then where she was treated, but while she was there, she was in her 50s this time. While she was there, she met a drug addict also, who was a client in the same place, in the same facility. So when they left, when they were both of them were discharged, this guy was on the street, you know, was a street guy. He was a drug addict and a drug dealer, you know. He has been in and out of prison and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, they became friends, and because this lady had a home in, you know, in Los Angeles, this guy have no he was homeless, have nowhere to go. But the lady took her in. Eventually, they were living together, you know. So they soon fell in love, and they became a friends, and they got married. So the issue of having a child was out of the because this lady was already past childbearing years, you know. But as Providence will have it, she was able to get a lady pregnant, and they had a child. And they started over. They had business. They have this this drug rehabilitation centers as well, you know, all over, taking care of drug addicts and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, they became Christians, okay? They were initially they were non-believers. They didn't know they don't believe about God and stuff like that. Although while she was in New York, they had this housemaid who was a Christian who was helping her to was praying for her sometimes. I have told her that she was going to go through a lot of stuff. By the end of the day, she will have a child, you know. But she never believed her. But the way the story ends was that eventually she had a child through this drug addict, you know, this guy that she met at the drug rehabilitation center. And eventually her husband got to know that she had a baby, you know. For some reason she knew, because her friends from New York all came over to see her. So I think for some reason she got the information. So she was able to call her, and they forgave each other, you know. Both of them were now married, because she married the lady that had a child for him as well. So at the end of the day, both of them have children. So that was how the story ended.
Okay. All right. Well, that is really interesting. Let me ask you this. Is that based on a true story? Is that a fiction?
Yeah.
It's
based on true story. But the characters in the book, I didn't use the actual character, the name of the people, you know. So I invented the name, but yeah, it was a true story.
Okay. All right. Well, then, excuse me. Okay, so yes, we can work on this story, and I would like to know one more thing from you, Anne, since editing is part of your package. Now, would you like the team to just proofread it and fix the typos and grammatical issues, et cetera, et cetera, or would you need an analysis on that, like an editorial report, which will highlight the weaknesses, the strengths, along with the recommendations from the team as to how you can improve the manuscript further. Do you think you'll be interested in that, or do you just want us to, you know, proofread the entire book that you have written and just proceed with that?
No, I don't know how you got. Yeah, I want to make the book look standard, you know, so.
Okay. We will proceed with the editorial report. That way, you will have like a second opinion from the experts in regards to what they think of the manuscript. And if there are any loopholes or, you know, anything that could be improved in the book, then, of course, they will recommend you something irrelevant to that in regards to having the manuscript revised. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, first of all, Evans, I also need to know from your end if you have any specific deadline for the completion of the project.
Yeah. Actually, this is my second book. There's one I wrote to a different company. So that one takes, I don't want to take so long, you know, so. Actually, they are still working on it now. It's already, I'm actually trying to make some revisions on the book. But
okay.
I just want it to be done as soon as possible, you know.
Okay, I understand. Could you please tell me the page count of the manuscript?
All right, now, it's about 256 pages.
256 pages. Okay, let me just give you a rough estimate in regards to the timeline. Usually when we are working on 100 to 150-page book, it takes about 2 to 3 months, depending on the number of revisions. All right,
okay.
So let's say for your book, if we are dealing with a book which has 200-plus pages, we should be done about in 4 to 5 months maximum, all right? But we'll try to pace it up. But, of course, we do not want to compromise the quality, so that will be a factor that we'll have to keep into consideration. That, you know, rather than rushing it and not maintaining the quality, it's better to give you quality, even if it takes a little bit more time. Understandable?
Sure.
Okay. Perfect. Now, first things first, Evans, I have sent you an email. Well, it's an invitation from our online portal called Creative Design Agency. So you should have an email from Creative Design Agency in your inbox. Can you please check?
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
When you are addressing this, but the first one I worked on was the fiction, okay? When you are doing non-fiction, can you know I told you I invented the names, not the actual people, you know, that were involved, you know. It's not the actual people. You get allowed? Can you do it that way?
You're not using real names, right?
No, I'm not using their name, no.
Yeah, that's completely fine. See, it
Yeah.
all depends on you. You can either use an inspiration, you can either use real life events like as it is, as they happened, okay? In real time value, and you can change their names, of course, to, provide confidentiality to the characters of the book.
Yes.
And you can also be inspired by the real life events and make it into a fiction story. That way, you can add some fictional parts. For example, in real life, I'm just painting a scenario to you, just a vague example to make you understand. Now, in real life, maybe someone met an accident. One of my characters met an accident. And then the police came and yada, 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 all of that happened. Now, I don't know the details of it. So I'm just going to paint a picture. I'm going to have dialogues in the book that I created, but I'm not changing the story, but I'm just adding some essence to it. You understand what I mean?
Right.
So you can do that.
Okay.
That is not a problem.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Let me check the image. Hey, Lisa?
Yes.
Hey, you, Lisa. Okay, yeah. Yeah. It's there. Two emails.
All right, so you get started. It's going to take you to the portal. All right, once you go there, you have to create a new password and you're going to use your email address to log
Okay.
in.
Okay.
Okay, get that done, and then I'm going to explain to you the next process.
Oh, you want me to do it right now? Okay, let me see.
Yeah, do it over the phone, so just in
You'll
case
be
it's a pain.
added, yeah. Listen, get started. Click on that.
Yes, get started.
Okay, my name is there. Put my last name right.
Yes, we would need your last name. I didn't have that, unfortunately, so I left that part blank.
Okay, then I create password, so
Yes, you create your password. You're logged in?
Hold on, you see me 8 characters and two words and two numbers. Okay. Would you like to receive this?
Are you saying something to me?
You know, I'm just reading what. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's signing me up now.
What's happening?
It opened me to a page. I signed in. It's telling me task. All list general task. Seven.
Do you see task there? You need to go to the messages section.
Task.
No, you have to go to the messages section. Find the option for messages.
Oh, messages. Okay, I saw the message. Yeah, click on it.
Yes, click on messages.
Okay.
Now
Welcome
you're
on
going
board,
to
Edith.
see. Yes, click on that.
Welcome on board editing. Okay.
Once you click on
Okay.
that, you'll see a complete message from my end, and there is an attachment at the bottom of my message. Do you see that? A Word file?
File, yeah. Book editing services?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the free form that I need you to download and fill out. And then when you're sending me your manuscript, you go to add reply option. Do you see an option right below the file? It says add reply.
Apply. Is that, you said apply?
Add reply. Do you see that option right at the bottom of my message?
What it says attached to welcome on board editing comments? Is that what you mean?
No. Did you click on welcome on board?
I thought I did. Let me go back. I thought I did.
Okay.
Welcome on board. Oh, okay. Welcome on board. Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
On it. I see you. Uh-huh.
And then
add reply.
Yes. Add
okay.
reply. And then you can type your message here. It's going to give you an option to attach a file right at the bottom. So that's where you attach your manuscript, and then you post your reply. All right? So we'll be doing all our conversation and communication here for the record. Okay?
Okay. So now this attachment, the non-book writing editing, so when you click on that,
mm-hmm.
let me click on it. Let me see what it gave me.
When you click on that, it's going to take you to another page, and it's going to give you an option to preview and download.
Oh, download, yeah, okay.
So you download the file and then fill it out. Then you go back, go to add reply, and then you're going to attach the file there, okay?
Okay. Okay, Lisa. So are you going to be my manager?
Yes, that's correct. I will be your project manager, so I will be the one giving you all the updates in regards to the progress on the book. If you have any concerns, you should reach out to me. Oh, by the way, Evans, my cell number is there in the message that I've left you on the portal, so
you can
reach out to me anytime, all right? Just save that number, and you can drop me a text message just in case if you face any kind of issues.
Okay.
Sounds
good? No problem. Okay, yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to leave you to fill out the form and provide me the manuscript as well, okay? And you can send it today, tomorrow, whenever you have time.
Yeah, I'll send it within the week. I spoke to the other guy. Alan, the guy I was talking to before. I'm going to work on it and send it to you within a week.
Within a week.
Within this week, you know, between and not tomorrow, but Thursday, you should get it.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good, Evans.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
a
problem at all. Okay, then that's pretty much it. Once you send me all the information, I will assign it to a specific editing team who works on genres like yours. And then they will create an editorial report, and within 6 to 7 working days after you submit your manuscript, you'll be able to receive an editorial report from their end. Now, once you get the report, you can either agree with them or you can either disagree, okay? Just in case if you disagree, we won't follow those suggestions or recommendations that the team provided you, okay? Maybe they suggest 10 things, and you only like 2 or 3 things from that. So you'll be like, okay, Lisa, I only like point 1, 2, 3. The rest I want to skip. So we will skip those that you don't like or you disapprove. And then we will start to make edits in the manuscript. So in every 4 working days, you're going to get a new batch of edits, like 10 to 15 pages, 20 pages of edits that you will be asked to review and approve. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much for your time, and you take good care of yourself. I'll be waiting for your response.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.